Namaste. So we'll just take up a little quote. It's not a quote, but a note, which is we find in Nirodha's book, where he speaks about a little exchange with Sri Aurobindo with regard to vaccination. So quite a few people have actually asked me, because it's circulating all over, that why did Sri Aurobindo say what he said? So first of all, we must understand that when we raise this question, we must know to whom we are raising the question. It's almost like the lamp asking the sun, why have you suddenly come out in all your splendor? So my importance has come to nothing. So sometimes it's like that. So if Sri Aurobindo says, in our tradition, we must understand we are all aspiring yogis. We are not leading the life of the normal world where we go by the lamp of the mind. The idea of yoga is there is a greater consciousness beyond the mind, which can see better, which can see deeper, which can see in a more comprehensive way. First thing first. And if we do not learn to subordinate that mind to the greater light, either through an act of faith or by aspiration for a greater knowledge, then the sense of yoga has no meaning. Then we are just struggling with the mind and finding one solution to a problem. Then that solution creates more problems. Then we patch up that problem. Then we have another problem. That's how the mind operates, because mind doesn't have a total vision. So I'll give an example in this whole epidemic. This is an example because this is about vaccination. See how it all started. It started with mask. Okay? So it started with mask, and it started with, you know, isolating yourself. Why? Because droplet infections. So droplet means it will go up to, ye do gaz duri has come. No, why? Because droplets will go up to a point. So they are thick with bacteria. So if you stay a little away, you are safe. That's how it started, isn't it? I don't want to go into what all we had already spoken, and it turns out that, and there was a line of treatment suggested. Treatment was paracetamol, this, that, various medication. Let me not speak the medical part, but all kinds of things. Now, after 1.5 years, we have vaccines and all this has come up. But what is today the status of that understanding? See, as soon as the epidemic had started, everybody had started believing that they know about the virus. And the only question that I had in mind was, how can you know so much about, even scientifically, about an illness which is hardly a few months old? This presumptuousness that things are what we understand, and the way we understand, is not science. Science is a seeking. And that's why science is beautiful, because it's always ready to upgrade its concept and discover new things. But when we start imposing something almost like a dogma, then it's no more science. It's a religion. So we must understand that. So what is the status today? The status today is, now you have another epidemic which has come up, and that epidemic has started because of the kind of treatment we have used. Because of the masks we have used, because of the steroids we have used. Nobody really knows if that is the cause. It also could be another kind of manifestation of the same fear. And that is called now black fungus. So it started with black fungus. Now you have yellow fungus, you have white fungus. Rainbow fungus. Now, see, people immediately, that because of steroid. Now there are illnesses where you use steroid in much bigger dose for a long time, but you don't have the fungal infection, this kind. You have other kinds of fungal infection, but mucormycosis. So what happened? Then remdesivir came as a treatment. And then that has also, now people say, no, it is not of much use. And the best part is, when remdesivir came up, then at that point of time, there were, the drugs were sold on in black market. No, the fake drugs were sold for 4,500 rupees. Do you have an idea how much is a vial costing? 15,000 something. I'm talking of the Indian scenario. Now, who will afford it and who will not afford it? Going into the whole, drug mafia. I'm not getting into that. But the point is that 5,000 rupees it was being sold outside, which are fake drugs. How it was made fake? The discarded bottles were filled with something and it was being given. And the best is, somebody had the brains to study what happened to those who took the fake drug. And they found 90% recovered. This is, you know, so what did it prove? It proved that finally it is faith that cures. And at the end of it, today if you ask, people would say, ultimately you are treating it like a viral fever. Now, there are so many lacunae even scientifically. For instance, now people say, this test may be negative, the one which is being done, but CT scan may be positive. So the test validity has come to almost nil. When you say CT scan, it is positive. Now, have you really studied the data in normal people to see how many people with other infections do get a CT scan picture like this? We don't know. It's, you know, we are just going by a lot of things which have come into the market as a, we don't know what are the forces behind it, because each CT scan does cost money. So when you say, no, not this, but this. Equally, you must have heard about pulse oximeter, leaving aside the validity, how many pulse oximeter. There was a pulse oximeter shown that day that if you put biscuit, it, you know, shows oxygen concentration. But leaving that aside, that's an isolated instance. Now, you know, this is a, something new that people are on the run monitoring with a pulse oximeter. There are so many illnesses where people have not monitored and they don't know how much oxygen really is required. Now, I know, but my mother had interstitial lung disease. It's a chronic condition of the brain where you have hypoxia. Even at 70, 75, she could walk and she would make vegetable for me. I never thought that there is a panic situation, and she never thought. She went away peacefully. 2 days before, she had a fever and then she left the body. And even till the last day, her concern was that tere liye bhindi ka sabji bana ke rakha. You know, that was her love. Now, this is this whole thing, the way the mind operates. It solves one problem and it thinks it is solved. But life is not in piecemeal. It is, you know, there is behind these things, there is a total picture. Now with that, we come to vaccination. But one more thing. Have you seen people have cluster of diseases? They will develop obesity, then blood pressure, then you treat it, diabetes, then something else, so on, cholesterol. Ultimately, you will see heart disease and all kinds of things like a cluster, all located in this area. Then you will see the same thing with abdomen, clusters of illnesses. Some people will start having bone pains and limb issues. Now, this cluster of things, basically, illness is the expression of an energy. Now, if you treat the symptoms and don't treat the energy level problem, then it is not really, it's temporarily it's okay, you are buying time, but you have not treated the original thing. So when we understand it this way, then we can you know understand how vaccines operate. So what happens in a vaccine? You are giving either the dead protein, or now it's messenger RNA, or you know, some part of the virus which goes inside. I'm not getting into the details of it, adenovirus and all these particles which go inside, but they trigger a response from within the body. So once the body's response is triggered against that dead particles, basically you have a immune system which is active. So if you get infected, already the body has been on alert. Okay, this is a principle. How long does this immunity last? We don't know, maybe a few months, by the way. So that's number one. So how long these vaccines are going to be effective? Nobody knows. I am saying the best case scenario. Maybe 6 months. Now they are talking of a third booster. Second, what happens in normal infection? Again, your body immunity works. There is no difference, except that if the acute infection is too overwhelming, your body defense is too weak, you may succumb to the disease. How many people will be of that category where their immune system is not operating? There will be a group of people. But in those people, if you give vaccine also, we don't know what effect it is going to have. Now, this kind of vaccination of all people, adults, robust, healthy people, is it really a good thing? Now, you get an infection, 0.3% is the mortality rate. That means one in some, how many, 300 or whatever, is likely to have a problem where he could go to, you know, he could die. That too with comorbid conditions. Now, when normally you get an infection, your body will create, mechanisms to take care of it, like any other viral fever. That's how we are treating now. Basically, like any other viral fever, if you leave the scare part and the money part, there is a different thing altogether. And people are recovering. I am saying this with responsibility and experience about it. It's not that, you know, people become COVID specialists just because they are, you know, wearing suits and entering into a COVID ward. There are people who take treatment from everybody and, you know, basically, if your immune system is good, it'll take care. Now, you see what has happened in allopathy. Logically, you tell me, if that be the case, many diseases today, from autoimmune disorders to tumors to infections, which is a bulk of diseases, are being connected to your immune system, dysregulation of the immune system. What should be the line of research in medicine? Drugs or finding ways and means to boost your immune system? Isn't it logic? A child would understand it, that the whole research should have gone into the direction of how to boost your immune system. And how to boost your immune system, people know about it. But it is not, you will never find it popularized. What are the ways to boost your immune system? Precisely the opposite of what we are doing. You take a healthy walk. Sunshine, happiness, state of joy, fear and depression depresses the immune system. These are all documented facts. Okay? So basically we are doing everything to kill our immune system and then we expect the numbers to fall. All right. So immune system is the ultimate thing in many diseases. And in Ayurveda and certain, you know, practices of medicine, you have ways and means to boost your immune system. So if you know how to boost the immune system, you will be sure of not only this disease, but many other diseases. Now here, when you take, what are you doing? You take a vaccination. It is specific against a certain virus. From the spiritual point of view, what is a virus? Virus is not just a virus, but behind it, virus is a medium. It's a, you know, like electronic chip. That's a good example. What really is a chip? To a fool, it's just a piece of some wire or something, isn't it? Whatever, some electronic stuff. But to a person, you will say, you know, it contains all the information, isn't it? So everything in the world is at once material, occult and spiritual. This vision we have lost. So what is a virus? Virus is outwardly something material. But what is it a vehicle of? It's a vehicle of, this we have already discussed earlier, it's a vehicle of ill will, bad will and an adverse suggestion combined with fear. So it's a medium through which it comes. I don't know how many people have felt it or not, but have you noticed the atmosphere of fear which started gripping the whole city when the whole thing had started? And combined with the intense lockdown, if you moved through the roads, you felt that the virus is everywhere trying to catch you. And it was told that time that it is droplet. Now the virus has changed. It has become airborne. So why all this has happened? Because we have not tackled the root problem. So what happens when you vaccinate people? By the way, there is a top, the father of immunology. He himself is saying it's a wrong thing. You know why? Because when you push a virus, so what you are doing? You think virus is a helpless creature. Whole nature and all the forces are standing behind it. So what did the virus do? It mutated. And it mutated. Now the big dilemma is people don't know. All kinds of claims are going on. Whether this particular vaccine will be valid for mutant strains or not. And that's why you will see whenever vaccination programs started peaking, the virus also started peaking. These are just facts, you know, but one doesn't want to look at it like that because our whole thinking is very linear. Papers here, papers there, coming from, you know, UK and US, the original thinking, that capacity has been lost. So what happens when you push a virus this way? It will mutate. Now, even if that particular strain, the beauty is most mutations are not harmful. But this one is. Why? Normally, mutations, virus also doesn't want to kill you. Because virus lives on you. It wants to find an adaptation. But you push it, so nature responds with all its fury. And ultimately, it is man versus a whole set of forces which are standing behind. That's one reason why it's not vaccines which will give you the answer, but ways and means of boosting our natural immunity. When you start vaccinating people, you know, it's like telling people, there are two ways of educating people. One is by awakening a curiosity, and the other is by spoon feeding them. So what happens by spoon feeding people? You lose, you know, you may do well in exams, but you lose your natural thirst for knowledge. That is a problem which we see today because you have so many books and everything is there. But people have lost their thirst for knowledge. Children will vomit out, this means this, this means that. But the thirst which really is the door to knowledge, that is lost. So you have given vaccines which may work against this, but you have given one more crutch and therefore you have never allowed the body to be challenged. So there is a whole theory that when you don't use vaccines, you allow your natural immunity to develop, then it is not just a virus, but in tumors and many other diseases, people have a long-term protection. Second, even if you kill the virus, destroy it, what happens to the vibration? Can you destroy it by vaccination? You cannot destroy. that bad will, that fear, that adverse suggestion is in your blood. That energy will take its own roots. That's why vaccines, before they are released, you study them 4 years, 5 years to see adverse effects. That also we don't know. Now people are saying, you know, this can lead to that and that can lead to something else. Now, if you really study many of these vaccination programs, you'll see that new diseases have begun to come up with hospitals, with vaccines, with everything else. Now, one doesn't study. So people, if you today you say that, well, because of vaccination, you have more autoimmune disorders, people will say that, you know, you are being foolish. But it's not being foolish, it's not being studied. So when Sri Aurobindo says something or a mystic says something, he's looking at the larger perspective. Imagine that the virus is destroyed, but your body is now filled with fear which has gone into the very cells of the body. So act upon that. That's why, what did he suggest? He said, stay quiet, get rid of fear, have faith, call the mother's force. This is what he suggested, very simple remedy. At the most, if you have, you know, if you need some medicines, take some simple, gentle medicine. So this is what Sri Aurobindo says. This is from Nirodha's book. Sri Aurobindo's opinion about vaccination was that it's a very nasty affair, this vaccination. It's beastly and nasty in all ways. Knowledgeable people say that vaccinations have done more harm than good. It's true. I mean, if you read through all the papers, it will never come in the mainstream because, see, mainstream is this tremendous amount of money force. You can't imagine the kind of greed that has gone into this world. Now this war on Twitter is going on. Just imagine, in the name of freedom of expression, the mind is being twisted to think in a certain way. This is exactly how falsehood works. And to believe that everybody is sitting out there doing research is a very nice person, he's a saintly person who is only interested in the good of humanity, is to just live in a fool's paradise. People out there are after money. Let's be very clear about it. Otherwise, you can't imagine how so soon the vaccine has come out. It takes 4 to 5 years for a vaccine to develop. Even the talk about vaccine, the talk about the illness, all this was already there. Even about the kind of epidemic. How did people know it? Are they really soothsayers? So let us understand that behind all this, there is a force of falsehood that has gone into it. And he was seeing all this. And this dark and dangerous practice was foisted upon us by the authorities, asking the whole institution of about 200 members as well as servants to undergo vaccination. The mother and Sri Aurobindo had to apply all their supramental ingenuity to sacrifice as few victims as possible. And he says, all at the altar of science, because the government was authorities. So now it's not only government, but our own authorities who insist on this, because we have lost contact with this deeper truth. That energy will keep operating in the system. Let me say, virus, if it comes naturally, you will fight it, you will be done with it, and your body will have the robust mechanism against all kinds of things. But give a vaccine, you have introduced something that will stay in the body, and this energy, what roots it will take, nobody knows. Okay, so that's the whole thing. This not to induce any kind of fear. If people have taken, they have taken it, their choice. But my point is to thrust it upon others as some kind of a universal panacea is the most foolish thing that one can ever imagine. Namaste.